The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef in the Marker Hotel, because, and I listened to him on a Friday with Pat, and I can feel Pat licking his lips, and our sound engineer Cormac is disgusted that he hasn't brought in barbecue spare ribs, because his tongue was hanging out, to be honest with you. So, is it the Antara restaurant in the Marker that you...
Yes, so the hotel is an Antara Hotel, the Marker, but the restaurant is Forbes Street by me, Gareth Mullins, so we rebranded the restaurant there about 6 months ago.
Okay, and like, if you haven't been to the Marker, it's lovely, it's just in the Dockland area, look overlooking the water. I did a gig there on the rooftop there for Harmony Norman a few years ago. And if you ever go into the Bord Gáis Theatre and you want to get a pint or something to eat before, and it's a great place to go. Yeah. Are you busy these days?
Yeah, nice and busy. I mean, the Bord Gáis kind of drops off a little bit, but it's back now in full swing. I think Pretty Woman is on at the moment, and we have another couple of big shows. We obviously offer a pre-theatre offering in the restaurant from 5 to 7. Along with something similar in the bar and the rooftop. So we had Taylor Swift, obviously, last weekend, engulfing the hotel with all of the people.
So close to the Aviva as well.
Yeah, and yeah. Look, you can walk across the Aviva from the hotel, which is obviously handy.
Okay,
but, there's loads going on.
The tasty dish you have, and I should say, I can't boil an egg. Deirdre does the cooking and I do the microwave to reheat it if she's gone off for the day. Now, what you have is a delightful seasonal thing, sticky pork ribs. Right, bring us through it.
Yeah, so really, I'm often asked what chefs cook at home, and this is the type of thing that we cook, because there's a little bit of work at the start and then either the oven or the barbecue does all the work. So really, it's going to deliver big on flavour. So what do you need? You're going to need 2 racks of baby back ribs, pork ribs. If you can't get them, a piece of pork belly on the bone will also work here if you want a little bit more meat. And what you do is you just ask the butcher to cut the ribs into singular ribs. So it comes in a rack, obviously, a rack of ribs, and just tell them to cut them into pieces. So you're left with these finger-sized pieces of...
So 2 racks cut up.
2 racks, yeah.
And we're talking about feeding...
That'll be enough here.
Like, that'll be just for myself. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. There'll be enough, really, for a family of four. This is
it's a family meal. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So then for the marinade, what you're going to need is, and this sounds like a lot, but really all you're doing is gathering these ingredients together. It's 100...
It looks like a ballot paper for the Midlands Northwest,
exactly.
The length of it.
So it's 100 mils of soya sauce, 100 mils of hoisin, 100 mils of honey, 100 grams of brown sugar, 100 mils of cider vinegar, so that's easy enough to remember, 4 cloves of garlic, which are going to grate, a knob of ginger, which are going to grate, and then a tablespoon of 5-spice and a tablespoon of cracked black pepper. If you can't get the 5-spice, use some curry powder. It's just really to add a little bit of spice into the marinade. And then All you do is you mix
so
all that
together.
So this
is nice and sticky now.
It will get sticky. So what's going to make it sticky is the honey and the brown sugar. But when it starts to reduce, it'll start to caramelise. That's where it's
going to get
sticky.
You don't heat it or anything like that?
You just put it in a pot and bring it all together.
Oh, right, you do. Right?
Yeah,
right.
And then you throw that in on top of the ribs, 3/4 of it in on top of the ribs to marinate. A couple of hours, overnight if you can. And then what you're going to do is transfer that mixture with the ribs into a casserole dish, and you're going to cover it with tin foil, pop it into a preheated oven at 160 degrees and you're going to bake it for 2.5 hours. I often see in the butchers, they sell these ribs that are marinated and people bring them home and try and barbecue them. You're never going to tenderize them on a barbecue. You have to kind of steam them and roast them first. So a trick, if you are buying those things in the butchers that are already marinated, cover it in tin foil, pop it into your oven and just do like I told you what to do. The next thing, what you're going to need is the garnish, which is 3 tablespoons of toasted sesame seeds, a lime for juicing and some chopped coriander. So after they've cooked for the 2 hours, you take them out and the 1/4 of the marinade that you have left, I want you to pour that in on top of them, take the tin foil off and pop them back into the oven without the lid. And what happens here is the steam starts to evaporate, the sauce starts to reduce down, the honey and the sugar start to turn to caramel, and that's where the ribs get lovely and sticky. Now, if you didn't want to do that in the oven, of course, you could light your barbecue, bring it to your barbecue and put those ribs onto the barbecue, putting them in and out of the sauce, and that heat.
Because one of the things like with ribs is you could have them with the burger, you could have them with the sausage or a piece of chicken to have a full meal of ribs. I know you'd have it often for a starter.
Yeah.
But the problem I have with ribs is your fingers are a mess.
Yeah,
your mouth is a mess.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's going all over the place.
Your tummy is happy. I mean, you're going to be delicious at the end of it, right? But what I like to serve with this is something that I cook for my kids all the time, and it's sushi rice. So most of us think of sushi rice that it can only be eaten cold, but you can also eat it hot. And what you need for that is 350 grams of sushi or sticky rice. All the supermarkets sell it. 2 tablespoons of rice wine vinegar or white vinegar. A tablespoon of salt and 2 tablespoons of sugar. Now, there's a little bit of technique involved. What you do is you just wash the rice really, really well. What you're trying to do is get rid of some of the starch. And then just leave it submerged, the washed rice, leave it submerged.
Would you wash it in a sieve or something like that?
Yeah, in a sieve. And you'll see as you're watching it, the water that's coming away is kind of white in colour. When it stops being white, it's nice and clean. Then you leave it steeping in for about 15 or 20 minutes in some cold water. Strain it through the sieve again, back into a pot. And I want you to add 450 mils of water. So it's 350 grams of rice, 450 mils of water with the tablespoon of salt. You bring it up to the boil. And then you lower it to a very gentle simmer, and I want you to cook it for 25 minutes, much longer than you'd cook long grain or basmati or whatever. Sushi rice takes a little bit longer. When all the water has absorbed, you just take it off the heat, and I want you to take the lid, wrap the lid in a tea towel, and sit the wrapped lid on top of the rice. What happens is the steam that's coming off the rice hits the tea towel and it doesn't fall back into the rice. And it allows it to become nice and sticky. After 10 minutes, you just mix the...
And is it sticky or fluffy?
No, it's sticky. It's sticky rice. It's very different to like fluffy rice.
Yeah.
And then all you do is you mix the rice wine vinegar with the sugar, mix that together, and you sprinkle that over the rice, and it gives it that kind of piquant flavour that's in sushi. It's a little bit tricky to do.
I'm from Enniscorthy. What does piquant mean?
It's vinegary. There's a better word for you. So it just gives you... And what that does, that kind of vinegary rice... cuts across the stickiness of the ribs, the little bit of fattiness that's in the ribs, and it's really, really delicious. I put these recipes up on my Instagram, so I know I've went through a lot of ingredients there. But
so Gareth Mullins Instagram.
Yeah, it's Gareth Mullins, and you'll find the recipe on there. But I promise you, if you make this sticky rice and these ribs for your
family... And just say you had some left over, could you reheat it?
Of course you can, yeah. So the key is with anything when you're reheating, make sure that it's cooled down within 2 hours. That's the law. And then you need to get it into a fridge under 5 degrees, and it lasts in your fridge for 2 days. And when you're reheating anything, make sure you're getting it up past 75 degrees, and then that makes sure that there's any bacteria will be
finally,
killed.
Finally, you get a rack of pork ribs.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're very fatty, and sometimes, you know, they're more meaty. Is there a choice, or is one set of ribs the same as another?
If they're really fatty and that's not what you like, well then stay away from them. But this technique of slow roasting them renders down the fat, and the fat kind of melts away, and you'll just be left with this really soft and succulent meat. But I would always say, don't pick ribs that are too lean, and don't pick ribs that are too fatty.
They're juicier.
You're kind of looking for somewhere in the middle.
Now, unfortunately, I don't eat rice. Could you do chips with that?
You can do chips. Do you know what? You could even do a big bowl of mash if you wanted. Who am I to judge?
you're a great crack as well as everything. So, Gareth Mullins Instagram. And look, if you're anywhere near the Docklands area, the Aviva area, that whole Sandymount area, do drop over and give them a shout. Say I sent you into the Marker Hotel, and they give you a fine meal. Gareth Mullins, as always, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.